now.
It's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane.
1702.
7:50 on Weekend Breakfast, and usually at this time of the morning on a Sunday, we go to the movies, we talk, series, what's on the streaming services, and Gail Edmonds would usually give you a review or recommendation. Today we're doing things a little bit differently. Gail's not in, and this is a cultural or global popular culture phenomenon that has been with us since about 2006, the Real Housewives franchise, which started in the United States and consists of several reality TV series that are broadcast on a network there called Bravo, right? So you've heard of the Real Housewives of Orange County, New York, Atlanta, New Jersey, DC, Beverly Hills. It goes on and on and on. I think the latest edition is Salt Lake City. And of course, who would we be as South Africans if we didn't jump on that specific television trend? We've had the Real Housewives of Johannesburg, and the latest is the Real Housewives of Durban. Now, helping us to talk about this phenomenon, but specifically focus on what trends consistently every week the Real Housewives of Durban is, entertainment and culture journalist at the City Press, Phumlani S. Langa. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Phumlani.
Yes, Sophia, how are you?
I am very, very well, Phumlani. I trust you well too.
Ah, I can't complain at all. But yeah, you are absolutely right about the show. I've never seen anything quite like it. The episode airs, and multiple things around the show air. I mean, rather trend on Twitter the very next day.
Absolutely. Well, and the fundamental question that you were asking with all this trending on Twitter was, what in the world is causing all the fuss about the Real Housewives of Durban, and why are people always talking about it? So you did your homework, Phumlani. Just tell us about how you started, how far you've come. Was it a marathon binge watching session? What happened?
Oh yeah, well look, I haven't followed the franchise on the whole internationally.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't really been something that I would say is my forte in terms of viewing. But I did follow this one. Obviously it's made up of some lovely local women, all strong in their own right, all very successful in their own lanes. So we're talking about like Annie Ludic, Ayanda Ngwane, Khomotso Ntungane, Nonkanyiso Kongu, Nonku Williams, Sarisha Naidoo, just to mention a few. And it's quaint. They try so hard to support each other on screen. They throw events that they all go to. There is a lot of hair pulling and neck and finger snapping, as you might expect on, a Basketball Wives or Love Hip Hop Atlanta. It's a little bit more toned down, and I guess that's a reflection of our society. We are a little bit more reserved. There's no need to snatch a wig, but there's been a little bit of drama. And I'm just intrigued. I mean, I watched the show, and I'm very happy that they made the show. I'm very happy that they were able to that it got commissioned and people got employed.
Sure.
And Showmax is very cleverly gone about dropping an episode per week. So you don't just have access to the whole season.
Of course.
It's just a little weekly thing, almost to tease you and to get you back, which is okay. But it's, what a watching here, man. That's the fundamental question. What on earth are we watching? It's really not much much in the way of a story. But if you're looking for something mindless, something to just take you off, or take your mind off things, it's funny to an extent, but I can't tear myself away from it, even though I know that it is slightly ridiculous for me to be watching
it. Phumlani, is it funny because everyone, including the six women in front of the camera, are in on the joke? Or is it funny because they might be the joke? Because that is, I guess the sort of clutch control that you're always doing in reality TV of this nature, right? You're saying it's quaint. Yeah. It's not quite the high octane stuff of wigs being snatched and, people getting beaten up all the time like we see overseas. And you say that's a reflection of, I guess, some more reserved or conservative society in South Africa. But what is it that makes it so compelling for you? Because obviously what we've come to expect with Real Housewives franchise as well is, I wouldn't call it high fashion, but definitely ostentatious dressing, lavish lifestyles, spending lunches, and competition between between these, between the housewives? What's happening here in the Durban one? Because I must admit, I'm yet to watch an episode.
I think you should get involved with Phil. I think you'd find it interesting, to say the least. Mm. I mean, look, the fashion on display is, look, some people have come out and said that maybe it's a little bit too much, it's a little bit too in your face, maybe a little bit too much with the options. I mean, they're dripping in Moschino and Versace, et cetera, every day, every scene. Ayanda Nwane in particular, she's really, really well-dressed. I don't know if she has a stylist or whatever the situation is.
Sure.
But it's to an extent, I believe they know they're in on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can kind of spot what the roles are. So your Annie and your Humuto are more, you know, they stir the pot a little bit. They're there to cause a little bit of friction.
Yeah.
Risha Nye is more there to be, she's kind of a sweet person. She's kind. She doesn't want to see any friction. She'd rather everybody just gets along, you know?
Yeah.
And look, I mean, obviously there's controversy surrounding, also another one of the housewives. I mean, there's quite a few, a couple who are not listed on the actual, there's quite a few housewives of Durban.
Sure.
So, I forget her surname, but she was obviously also at one stage Jacob Zuma's fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of thing raised his head a little bit, but they don't, as I say, you know, that conservative thing, you know, she, Langongo will very, very quickly close down or shut down any line of questioning around that, or they'll laugh it off.
But that's what we came here for, Pumlani. That's what we came here for. We wanted to know the details of this, like, this fascinating and in some quarters horrifying, like, intergenerational relationship. We're like looking at this massive age gap. You're like, how did that even come about?
It does seem forced at times. And it also, look, I mean, there are a few people within the, I guess, clique or crew of Durban housewives. You can see maybe rub shoulders and get to know, and know each other beyond, you know, the confines of the production. But those who don't, it does make for strained interactions on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit, that's, you know, I mean, you know, you think that, okay, we're Real Housewives of Durban, you'd think it would be a group of close friends, at least, not just a bunch of people we put together for the purposes of the show, which does also hurt us. However,
sure.
I know I'm saying a lot of negative stuff. Watch a few episodes and I guarantee you won't be able to turn away.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I guess a rousing endorsement there of the Showmax Real Housewives of Durban series. Really fascinating stuff. I guess in the end, the question becomes, who are you rooting for, Pumlani, in all of this? Because it wouldn't make sense to watch a reality TV show without having a fave. Who's yours?
A favorite in amongst the Real Housewives. You know, there is a particularly misunderstood woman on the cast. She's kind of, her role, her character, I would say, would be to, she's the butt of the joke.
Mm-hmm.
She's the reason for people to be snarky, to be mean. So I would say I'm Team Mabusi. You know, she doesn't even really appear on the bumper of the show. You know, everyone else explains who they are.
Yes.
You don't really even see her in the bumper. She's almost like a supporting kind of role. So my heart goes out to her. Obviously, levels of finance are, you can pick up on who it is that makes the bank in their real life on the show. Because they don't say, you know, and they'll show you that the house will suggest certain things. I just feel like Mabusi's always catching the tail end of things, and she's not as maybe fabulous as these other ladies, and as large and control as, you know, your Annie's and your Humotos, but something about it is really nice. My heart goes out to her. I feel sorry that she is, as I said,
the butt of the jokes.
Yeah, the butt of things, yeah.
Pumlani Eslaga, thank you so much for your time. Of course, rooting for the underdog there. Send me an SMS on 31702 and tell me your I guess, guilty sort of indulgence or guilty pleasure when it comes to watching reality TV. Send those SMSs through. I just want to see something.